Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT at the grill and Doc Dave over here at the bar. Today we're very pleased to have back with us on the show Noah Glanville. He is the creator, owner, entrepreneur, American hero in my book of Pit Barrel Cookers. It's something we're going to talk about at length during this show, and I think you're going to find it very interesting. And a little music today from the Stones, but let's get back and welcome Noah back to Barbecue Nation. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for the introduction, JT. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
It's good to have you. What have you been doing the last year? I haven't talked to you very much, and I know you're always gadding around the country and helping people besides selling your cookers. So give us a little update.
Well, we have been busy. It's crazy how fast last year went, and we're looking at this year and in a blink this year is going to be over. We have two little boys and my wife and I were running just as hard and as fast as we ever were. We're pushing hard and, bringing more people on to the staff. We have just a great, great crew of people. We've done some really cool stuff this year or even last year, raising funds and supporting the troops and the firefighters and police officers. We did a really neat, event last year towards the end of the year for the foundation, our cops and, awesome group of people. So thankful for what we did. We came in and on five pit barrels, we cooked prime beef tenderloin for their national conference. And it was the most rewarding event I've ever done. And these guys and gals were just so appreciative. And it was just a neat time to show our appreciation as a company for what they do. And so that was a really neat and rewarding event. Just still sticks out in my mind. That was in Texas, where they have their national conference, and we'll be back there again this year to do that. Growing the business, a lot of new accessories coming out, new product, and getting ready for barbecue season. We're ramped up and ready to go.
Well, let's take a step back just for a second for those who don't know about the Pit Barrel Cookers and or Noah Glanville. Noah, how did you come up with this? Now, I'm going to set the stage for you a little bit here. You served overseas and on a number of tours. In fact, when I talked to you last week, you were over in Asia doing some work. But anyway, and you came home, and I'll let you tell the story, but you got a little whiff of some barbecue, and that kind of started this process, I think.
Right. So I was a Navy corpsman stationed with the Marine Corps and was with 1st Battalion, 5th Marines, deployed to Iraq, and was on that initial assault and fought over there. Obviously a life-changing experience and, definitely shaped who I am and my passion and drive, to later come back and succeed in business. But one of the trips where I came back, some older veterans had a big kind of toe behind pit smoker, mm-hmm. and I remember smelling the charcoal and just the smell of good food, and it was such a twist from what we had been exposed to for the last 7 months, and so that was really a we knew we were home. And I mean, there's, of course you have guys kissing the ground. And I remember the door opening on the plane and this smell. I couldn't see outside the plane, but I was getting this smell of barbecue. And that was the first sense. And your senses are a really powerful thing with music and smell and taste and what drives those memories. And so I smelled that and I thought, oh my gosh, we really are home, and without even being able to see outside. And so we got off and had just some basic hamburgers and hot dogs, but that was some of the best tasting food and just a memory that I had. And so I stayed in the service for a while longer, got out, went to work as a contractor, serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then and saved my money up, and my wife and I decided to make the plunge and start a business. I've always been passionate about barbecue and cooking. I thought I wanted to open up a restaurant, and drum cooking was something that I was intrigued with, and I thought if we could create something that takes all the guesswork out and incorporates this meat hanging method with a predetermined coal basket, no vents to adjust on top, one-time vent adjustment on the bottom for your elevation, and that's it. If we could create this and it works from sea level to, 13,000 feet in Colorado, we really have something. And so we were able to create that. There hadn't been anything like that on the market, and we did a utilities patent on that, and we've been driving hard at it ever since, and it's been just amazing and an awesome journey. How successful it's been, and at the same time, making sure that our customer service and our business and the people that we have on board our team are just as good as the product, and they pair really well with each other, and I think that's a big part of what's worked so well.
Well, I can tell our listeners straight out that you're wonderful to deal with. I mean, I can say that.
Thank you.
Because you're just so customer service oriented. And it's an amazing thing to be able to talk to you or talk to your wife on the phone, and you guys are so helpful and all that. It's good, and that's what I'm going to say. When you came back and you smelled that, and I will tell you this, I'm glad you didn't open up a restaurant, because a restaurant's a tough gig, a really tough gig. And but how did you come up with the design? I know you did quite a number of prototypes, but how did you come up with this finished design for the pit barrel?
Sure. So, yeah, actually 29 different prototypes just with a 30-gallon. And, you quite often have seen what's known as an ugly drum smoker or UDS, mm-hmm. which is out of a 55-gallon drum typically. And after doing a lot of testing, I realized that, a 30 and 16 just provide a real different and special cooking environment that's very efficient and just works, I believe, so much better. And, I just through trial and error, I traveled all over the world and seen different areas that aren't as fortunate as we are have to use different ways to cook things. And I remember, taking a hanger and hanging meat, from an open flame and from a canister, overseas. So, I did things like that. Where I grew up, drum cooking was popular, and so it was more so if we're gonna take a drum that is a little bit smaller than your typical 55-gallon drum, which is oftentimes used, you see that in competition, but something that everyone would be able to fit on their patio and cook on, we needed to be able to incorporate some things. And I'll never forget. I mean, people laughed when I talked about hanging ribs or a brisket or a pork shoulder and many other meats, and people saying that'll never work. I mean, that just had not been done. And so that was to be able to take that and show the barbecue and the outdoor cooking industry that can be done, and now it's so popular, is really a neat feeling and cool to see when it's been going on as long. I mean, look how long a Weber kettle's been around.
Oh yeah.
And everything's been put on a grill, and that's the way it's been, and that's the way it's been done. And that's kind of been the bar. And so to change that and see that there's some benefits on hanging the meat is kind of like a stationary rotisserie, and not certain parts of that meat sitting on a hot grill surface. And the benefits of it is really a rewarding thing.
Oh, no, it's great. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to be back with Noah Glanville in a minute. But I want to tell you about our friends over at Knob Hill Outfitters, if I can say it right today. Yeah, it's never too early to think about barbecue season. And they have some remaining 2016 Mach 1 Stars. Those are pellet grills. And they've got them for a couple hundred bucks off there. They also have some Sawtooth pellet grills. They've got those for about $250 off. You can go see Jim at Knob Hill Outfitters on Lake Road, just west of Oatfield Road in Milwaukee, inside Milwaukee Floral and Garden, or online at knobhilloutfitters.com. We are going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with more of Noah Glanville, the master of pit barrel cookers, right after this.
Hey there, I'm Aaron Franklin from Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas, and you're listening to Barbecue Nation with JT.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I was going to give you a little info here. If you want to email us, you can do it at Barbecue Nation, that's BBQNation at KXL.com. Or if you want to send your recipes in, it's recipes at KXL.com. If you want to check us out on Facebook, it's Barbecue-Nation JT. That's on Facebook. You can find us. And couple of our affiliates here, KWRO down in Coos Bay and KACI in Hood River, the Dalles. We thank you for joining us today. We've got Noah Glanville with us, the head proprietor and creator. I don't know. That's what you do when you got your own business, though, isn't it, Noah? You just kind of do everything. There's no titles.
You do. You got to make it happen. That's about it.
I know in my businesses, you know, they'd say, oh, you own a production company. Yeah, and I also clean the barn. You know, that type of thing. So it was good.
That's right. The joys of being a small business owner.
Absolutely. Now, you said you had some new products that you've developed and coming out. I'm interested to hear about those.
Yeah. So we have basically, if you can imagine it and hang it, it's we're coming out with it. So, you know, everything from skewers to corn holders, hot dog brat holders, a lot of different accessories like that that will fit really nicely into the pit barrel cooker and take up that extra space, so you can just really increase the capacity and take advantage of the footprint. We have some apparel. I'm really picky about anything that we do. It really needs to be done right and work. And so instead of just coming out with a shirt or a hat, I've been searching for the right hat for a long time. And we found that. And, you know, same thing with a shirt. It's just, you know, it's something that you really enjoy wearing. It winds up being one of your favorite t-shirts versus just, you know, something on a shirt that, you know, looks nice on the website and you buy it and it goes in the drawer and you never wear it again. So,
right.
You know, the products, we have some things that will be able to be add-ons to the pit barrel. And, you know, we have a smaller model coming out that is going to be just a tailgate machine. And, the thing rocks. It's going to be awesome. And, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. And so for the people that already have pit barrels, it's going to be a must. And I think people are going to be really excited about it. And then, you know, it may fit the need for, a college student or someone that, you know, wants to be really mobile and, isn't anchored and, you know, wants to be able to go here and there with it. So it's going to be very mobile and work just as well, as the pit barrel, just obviously less capacity, but, those are some of the things we have coming out.
I noticed when I was looking at your products online last night that you have a new, kind of a mat grate that I may not be saying that right, cause I'm doing it from memory. I didn't bring it up here on the site in the studio, but there's a new grate that's like a higher grate for the pit barrel. And I thought that was kind of cool. So you've kind of opened up your areas that you can, where you can actually grill and cook and smoke and stuff within the barrel. So I thought that was pretty cool. And you got some new hooks and new things like that.
One of the newest things we have, so that hinge grill grate makes it nice to be able to do vegetables and different things on, and then hang ribs or whatever else mm-hmm. you want. The stainless steel shakers are really nice. We came out with the pouches that really secure and protect the seasoning from the light. And then with the stainless steel shakers, you know, I custom designed those. And again, a lot of work to get these things just right, the right feel, and then the right openings to where it doesn't separate our rub, which is something that can happen really easy if you don't if you don't find the right openings and holes for particular rubs. So sure. Of course, as our rub is, you know, we don't want it to be separated. So we came up with these good looking stainless steel shakers that are durable and work really well.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. I'm gonna talk to you after the show. I got to get my hands on a couple of those things, and I'll use them on TV okay. or something. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So, what have you learned so far? And I mean, that's a really open-ended question. But you've been doing this now for several years. You seem to be a perfectionist about what you want to put out in front of the public, and I can certainly appreciate that. But what have you learned so far about the barbecue business and how you've been adapting to the barbecue business?
Boy, that's a big question.
And we've only got about 2.5 minutes, so
I'll speed it up. So I would say, just, you know, in any industry, this is a very competitive industry, mm-hmm. and you know, if you're going to succeed in it, you really need to be buttoned up, and if it's, you know, starts from a hobby, and you know, it's all what you put into it. So, you know, with anything, you know, you got to find people that you can trust and get yourself around good people. And there's people that, you know, want to do the right things, and other folks that, you know, that are either competitors or, you know, our attitude is we want to take the high road, and, you know, there's plenty of room in it, in this industry, for people doing the right thing. And so we do good business, and we treat others how we want to be treated. You know, just the golden rule, easier said than done. And for some, you know, but there's a lot of great people in this industry, and, you know, like Operation Barbecue Relief and the work they do. And, you know, just there's a lot of big hearts in the outdoor cooking, community. And after all, it's a tradition that we really need to hang on to. It brings families together. Throw those phones as far as, you know, you can, and just enjoy your family cooking around the pit, and enjoy those times. I mean, our society and with social media and everything, is people are so consumed with it. So this is something I really enjoy seeing people be able to use, and it's an easy cooker, and you can focus on your friends and family and creating memories, which is kind of what it's about.
When I grew up, and I'll try to make this quick because we do have to take a break, but when I grew up, the Sunday dinner table was always kind of the place you hashed things out and got things sorted. You know, that was it. Yeah. And it was always a great meal, and you were always full, and you were always happy, and you could go take a nap or go outside or do whatever you wanted. But that was kind of where you did get things sorted. And I'd like to see people do that more. Okay, I'm sorry I'm being a little preachy there, but that's just my deal. We're going to take a break. Yes, we're going to take a break, but I'm going to ask Noah this one question for him to think about during the break time. Why don't you ever see that a headline that a psychic has won the lottery? You tell me that. We'll be back on Barbecue Nation right after this. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. Again, if you want to get in contact with us, it is barbecuenation@kxl.com. And also shows, if you want to go to the KXL site, you can go to KXL or the KUFO site, and you can find us at Barbecue Nation there. And our Facebook page is barbecuenation/JT. So there's all the social media information there. Also, I want to tell you that next weekend, I will be up in Bellevue at the Bellevue Fireplace Shop from 1 to 3, where I'm cooking a bunch of Painted Hills natural beef. They're giving away all kinds of prizes. So, because I'll be there, and then I'll be over at the studio at KVI afterwards. Anyway, so stop by and see me at the Bellevue Fireplace Shop there. I think it's on 2nd Avenue. So come by and do that. We've got Noah Glanville with us from Pit Barrel. And we talked a little bit about what you learned so far. What are the greatest things you like about the barbecue business?
Probably just the people, the customer interaction. And, you know, as we talk a lot about around the office, it's an easy – taking the phone calls is usually really easy. When you have a product that's as simple as it is, as sure. ours is, and works as well as it does, those are easy phone calls to have. If we're selling something or tricking somebody or it was something that needed a lot of technical assistance, that would be hard. So, you know, our reviews are phenomenal, and the, you know, the product lends itself to that. So that's probably one of the things that I enjoy hearing the people talk about, how they, maybe they were never able to cook before. And they're now the hero, in their family. And that's a big deal. And, you know, and these people go to work and they talk about, and they share some of the food with people. So, I mean, it gives them an opportunity, people to want to share something and share that a good experience with others. And that promotes, a positive environment and just good things all around. So that's probably one of the most rewarding and things I like most about, this business.
Had you done much barbecue before you got out of the service? I mean, had you grown up with it or something you'd done in school or whatever?
Yeah, I was, I always liked cooking. There's pictures of me out when I was really little, and just like my boys, I mean, I was fascinated with the flame and cooking food over an open flame and, just doing it really kind of a natural way. I was never cooking inside over a stove, or in an oven was never very exciting to me. It was kind of, you know, it seemed very boring. And, you know, cooking, seeing that smoke and seeing things happen was always interesting to me. And I took a liking to it. And so at such a young age, trying different things and more salt or less salt and pepper and different flavors and marinades, and barbecue sauces. I was doing that when I was really little and always had a passion. And that's what really, I thought that I was going to put myself with my savings to a culinary school and open up a restaurant. And that was kind of a dream that I had. So, you know, and everyone said that's probably about the worst idea you could have. So,
including me today.
Yeah. So it's, so coming up with something that you can do your own recipes, but keep it simple. That's something that, you know, you don't need to be notified on your, in my opinion, you know, being notified on your phone, when to flip the burger and what to do, is also not interesting for me or something that I want to do. And, you know, I want to get my kids engaged and my family engaged with, you know, teaching them something and that's, and friends and then tasting a meal and breaking that bread and having that conversation and working things out and kind of like what you talked about, that's what it's about. And, you know, we're big on, you know, we turn the TV off when we're having a meal. And that's, it's a special time to sit around the table and find out what's going on and in the world of a 4- and a 5-year-old and my wife. And so those are, I just couldn't stress the importance of having a meal with your family and friends and just focusing on that is, I think, really something that that's important.
That was such a big deal when I was growing up, the Sunday dinners, especially the holidays, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, what have you. We always had a big Sunday dinner. And I would say that we probably had a Sunday dinner in that fashion until I was probably about 16 or so, because I started traveling a lot at that time. But it was at least one a month, if not two a month. And of course, the holiday season, we had a ton of them. And it was always good because the aunts came out from town. We lived in the country and the aunts came out from town and you got to see your cousins or what have you. And a lot of discussion, and they talked politics and they talked fun and they talked horses and they talked hunting and fishing, and it was just really interesting. And like I said earlier, sometimes there'd be a little rift going on between people, but and they probably sat at different ends of the table. But usually by the end of the day, that had got sorted out too. So that's why I think that's kind of important.
Completely agree.
It's interesting. Did you do any grilling or any barbecuing or any smoking or anything like that when you were over in country? Because I have not been to Iraq. I was at the Iraqi border, but I spent some time in Saudi and Kuwait and stuff, and not in the service, just through another means. But I always wondered about that when you guys were up there doing your thing and, you know, trying to cook something outdoors. I mean, I went to a couple of goat grabs, and I'm not being mean, but that's what they called them over there, at least where I was. Did you get a chance to do any of that or go into the local areas and sample anything?
You know, my first time over, it was not, you know, the occupation was not really set in or established.
Sure.
So, you know, we were on the initial assault and invasion, and, you know, he was sleeping in a hole. I'll never forget, you know, 56 days without a shower and eating MREs. You know, so that was, you know, that's a big difference. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Not, I didn't enjoy it then, but, you know, then later going over and, you know, sleeping in, you know, trailers and different things like that, and different kind of established housing, which is what you have now versus, you know, an initial invasion where you're fighting for that ground. We're in tracks with the Marines. So that's a very interesting experience. So there was not, you know, I mean, at that time there was, you didn't want to make any smoke or bring any attention to yourself. So, you know, it was all MREs. But later on, when things were more established, you know, we could have barbecues and things like that. And that was a big deal. And again, you know, on a Sunday or something like that, where you get a little R&R and can cook. And that was something I was always right there. I wanted to be a part of it and cooking. And before I knew it, it was, you know, hey doc, you know, what are you cooking? And you know, so I was kind of the go-to guy. And then even in contracting, in Afghanistan, and Iraq, you know, during the rotations, I think that, you know, it was, there were some people looking forward to me getting back for the different barbecue. And so it was definitely something I was doing then and before. And, you know, I wish I could even do it more now. I still try to do it. I cook, you know, people ask me how often do you cook on the pit roll. I cook on at least once a week.
Sure.
But we have customers and that cook on it. You know, they claim that we cook the minimum three nights a week. They love it that much. So
I can believe that.
It's just so easy. And when someone first gets the pit burrow, it's just so different. What the quality and what you get from that food, it's on the next level for sure.
Yeah, it's very good. I mean, I've used mine. I can't tell you that I use it every week, but I've, weather permitting up here, I've used it and I've enjoyed it, and it's a lot of fun, and it's easy, and you do have to pay attention a little bit. I mean, it's not like throwing something in a crock pot, that's for sure, but, you know, you do want to enjoy it when it's done. I always like enjoying all the efforts. Listen, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and wrap up the show with Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. And it is pitbarrelcookers.com, I believe, isn't it, Noah?
Pitbarrelcooker.com.
Yep. We'll talk more about that in the next segment. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go away. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. If you just tuned in with us, well, you've missed a great show, but you can hear it on the SoundCloud here and on our respective radio stations around the Northwest. And we're talking to Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers. And Noah, first of all, I've said it before in our other interview, thank you for your service to me and our country and to everybody else. They need to give you a little thumbs up, kudos on that stuff, as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you've, I was going to ask you, one of the questions I usually ask people on this show is, where's the worst place you ever had to cook? Well, I think we probably know that already, being in some of the theaters that you've been in overseas. So let me ask you this. Where's the best place you ever got to cook?
The cops convention in Texas.
Yeah.
Hands down. That was, and I really, you know, we've cooked all over, for different events and different things, but that was absolutely the most rewarding, event and just such great people. It's, you know, cops is, you know, concerns of police survivors. And so it's something that, you know, the police officers and, you know, from all different law enforcement agencies,
sure,
you know, come there and they're either there to learn more about the organization, for when they have a fallen, you know, police officer, and they, you know, do the best they can to take care of their families and, of the ones that, that have been left behind. So it's really a neat organization. And, that was very rewarding and unexpected. I wasn't expecting, that experience to be that way. So that was probably the best place.
Where do you see Pit Barrel going from here? I mean, you're coming out with new products. You've now got rubs, you've got salt shakers, you've got hooks, you've got all kinds of cool things. I mean, do you ever kind of sit back and take a breath? Cause I don't think you're a guy that sits still very much. And, you know, you sit back and you go, this is where I want to be 5 years from now.
Yeah. So I don't sit still very often. In fact, I was just talking about that last night. But I very seldom sit down and, you know, we're always doing something, and it's not till I head to bed to where I actually, stop. But, I remember having a conversation with my wife 6.5 years ago. And when we came to the final design development of this product with the set and forget it as it is, and this cooker that hadn't been, you know, really brought to the market or seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew in my heart, and I said, this cooker will be the number one charcoal selling cooker on the market, period. And today I still believe that'll be true. You know, I think we're making great progress, and we hit these big tipping points. I'm fully confident that the Pit Barrel cooker will be the number one selling charcoal cooker on the market. I know that's a big order, but I think it's absolutely possible.
Well, I think it is, because one, your product, the Pit Barrel, is very easy to use. It's very compact. You know, even the size you have now, let alone the tailgating size that you're coming out with. But I really see that it's so easy to use. It's fun to use. It kind of takes you back, too. I mean, yep. Takes you back to some older times when things were a little quieter and smoother and more fun and a little more relaxed on that, you know, Saturday afternoon or Sunday night cooking barbecue or whatever you're doing. So I think you can do that. I really do. It's an uphill battle because you've got, you know, like Weber, who's been around for 175 years or whatever. But with the markets you're going after, I think it's doable for you.
It's a great industry, and it's just different. It's a very social industry.
Sure.
Which makes it different than, you know, a lot of other brands. People don't, you know, get real excited about, you know, they don't necessarily go on social media and talk about how well their vacuum cleaner worked,
right,
or something like that, and get a crowd around and talk about it. You know, when you get outdoors and you're cooking, and you know, you're bringing people together and you're having drinks and you're meeting new people, and then you have this awesome food, and you know, people want to take pictures of it, they want to talk about it, and that's what makes this industry so social, and it also allows, you know, if you've got a good product, it carries, the word carries, and it allows you to be successful and grow quickly.
There you go. Noah Glanville from Pit Barrel Cookers, I really appreciate you being on Barbecue Nation again, my friend. And good luck with all your good work out there. You're doing great in the barbecue business, and you're doing great helping people, too.
Well, thanks so much. Absolute pleasure. We always enjoy being on, happy to come back anytime.
We'll do it again. Don't forget, folks, as our motto here says, turn it, don't burn it. You can check out more of my stuff on thecowboycook.com. Until next week, keep your powder dry, and we'll be back on the Nation. See you then.